Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hi, and welcome back to the Savvy Psychologist podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. This week, we'll continue our three-part series on surprisingly toxic habits that, like ostensibly loose slot machines or helping out a Nigerian prince via email, promise a big payoff, but actually leave you worse off than before. So, this episode will cover the three reasons you should avoid avoidance. Now, avoidance is the technical term for plugging your ears and yelling, "I can't hear you," whenever something distressing crosses your path. In short, it's a way of dealing, or not dealing, as it were, with something stressful. And avoidance is tricky because it works, kind of. It does help us steer clear of stress and negative emotion in the short term, but it costs us dearly over the long term. It's like successfully tiptoeing around a sleeping pit bull, only to realize you're now trapped in the corner. And examples of avoidance run the gamut. You may avoid people who make you nervous, situations that make you sweat, or places that freak you out. For example, you might avoid working on your novel because you're afraid the critics will hate it. You might have stopped traveling because you're worried the plane will crash. And how many of us haven't been to the dentist in years? But avoidance isn't only hiding from something scary out there, it can also mean hiding from something scary inside yourself. Most often, negative emotions like fear, anxiety, emptiness, frustration, worthlessness, or shame. And you might soothe yourself with drugs, alcohol, emotional eating, or zoning out in front of a screen. Procrastination is a classic form of avoidance, as is picking fights to avoid dealing with the actual emotion that's bothering you. That's right, anger is often more acceptable to our brains than feeling hurt or scared. So, aside from the obvious downsides of drowning your sorrows or playing Grand Theft Auto when you're supposed to be working, why is avoidance so bad? Here are three big costs of avoidance. And don't worry, in a future episode, we'll cover how to break your avoidance habit. Cost number one, avoidance teaches you that everyday things are dangerous. How does this work? Let's use Brian as an example. Brian hates social gatherings like parties. He thinks he's an awkward conversationalist, so he forces himself to attend when he has to, but he spends a lot of time in the bathroom or looking at his phone so he doesn't have to talk. And this works well, in a way. Staring into his drink or scrolling through his email helps Brian keep his anxiety in check. But whenever he heads to the men's room or pulls out his phone at a party, his belief that he's awkward gets a little stronger. Every time he avoids talking to people in order to lessen his anxiety, that belief gets underscored again. And the result? His own avoidance convinces his brain that talking to people at parties must be really, really dangerous. In sum, avoidance teaches your brain that whatever you're avoiding is dangerous, even if it's just chatting about the weather.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
Life is a highway, And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Cost number two, avoidance makes your world smaller. When we avoid what we're afraid of, not only does danger grow in our minds, but also we whittle away the places we'll go, the people we'll hang out with, and the things we'll try. So the clearest illustration of this comes from folks who suffer from panic attacks. For instance, Brett had a panic attack at the gym, so he stopped exercising, thinking he shouldn't exert himself. But then he had another attack in a crowded conference room at work and had to take time off to get over the humiliation and to psych himself up to return. After a third attack, it dawned on him that he probably shouldn't be driving. And in short, in the space of three panic attacks, avoidance of exertion, work, and driving narrowed his world essentially to resting on the couch. Of course, avoidance isn't always this extreme. But subtle avoidance can suck the enjoyment out of life, too. So think about where you're dissatisfied with your life. If you're lonely, you may be avoiding social situations. If you're resentful, it's possible that you're avoiding communicating your needs. If you binge eat, consider the possibility that you're avoiding other, harder-to-face emotions. And of course, not all woes can be explained by avoidance, but too often, avoiding our fears becomes a habit. We live our lives trying to dodge the elephant in the room. Cost number three, avoidance maintains mental health problems. One of the best psychologists I know says the defining feature of mental illness is avoidance. And she's right. Avoidance is the core of PTSD, panic, social anxiety, and every phobia in existence. It's also an important driver of depression and OCD. And it even has its own personality disorder, appropriately called avoidant personality disorder. Okay, if avoidance is so bad, what should we be doing instead? What's the opposite of avoidance? So the answer is approach, which is the technical term for facing your fears. How to do that? Well, stay tuned. We'll cover the best ways to open your eyes and unplug your ears next week on the podcast. If you've learned something from a Savvy Psychologist episode, let me know by subscribing either to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher or to the Savvy Psychologist bi-monthly newsletter at quickanddirtytips.com/newsletters. And if you missed last week's episode on perfectionism, the first in our three toxic habits series, check it out in the archives at quickanddirtytips.com/savvy-psychologist. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and next week we'll take a detour from our three-part series to talk about how to bust your avoidance habit. And in the meantime, a transcript of the episode and every Savvy Psychologist episode in existence are always available on quickanddirtytips.com/savvy-psychologist. And of course, the Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and doesn't substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Thank you again, and I'll see you next week for a happier, healthier mind.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.